Dark Smile Productions presents Salford Stories with Simon Bestwick. Today, I'm standing on a small cobbled footbridge on the Irwell towpath, just beside the Castlefield Bridge. Behind me is the Wilburn Street Basin, which was built in 1865 as a depot for the collection and disposal of the district's refuse. Manure, night soil and ash pit contents would drop down chutes still visible in the basin's walls today into waiting barges, which then carried them away for use as fertiliser. It also overlooks the site of a grim chapter in the Irwell's history, the Emma disaster of 1828. Across the river from me is a car park. In 1828, it was the site of the New Quay Company, where many sailing flats were built, the Emma among them. Sailing flats, barges with shallow drafts, a large, usually red sail aft and a smaller one forward, were used to carry cargo up and down the Irwell. The Emma was the biggest cargo vessel ever built on the river. Her launching, at 1 o'clock on the 29th of February 1828, was intended as a day of triumph and celebration. And that was how it began. The afternoon was cold and dry, but sunny and with a strong breeze. And the band of the 9th Regiment played as over 200 distinguished guests crowded the flat's decks, many of them young women. Their numbers were swelled as young visitors scrambled aboard uninvited. Flags and streamers hung from the quayside and the nearby boats, and large dinner-time crowds of young apprentices and mill workers had gathered for the event. At the stroke of 1 o'clock, the two daughters of Mr. Grime, the manager of the New Quay Company, each smashed a bottle of champagne on the Emma's bows. And with a drum roll, as the band played the national anthem, the Emma slid from her stocks and dipped gently into the water. And then the crowd's cheers turned to screams as the Emma rushed straight across the river to plough into the opposite bank. The sailing flat tipped onto its side, pitching her passengers into the foul, black waters of the heavily polluted Irwell. The chaos that followed showed people at both their best and their worst. All nearby small boats were used to rescue the survivors, and men on each side of the river dived in. In the confusion, pickpockets lost no time in stealing purses, and even rescuers' clothes. One of the day's genuine heroes, a fishmonger who dived into the river again and again to rescue the passengers, collapsed and died from exposure as a result of one such theft. Another hero was Richard Walker of York Street, Salford, who rescued three of the Emma's passengers before himself drowning as he tried to save a fourth. Mr. Grime's daughters were among the first to be rescued. Others were not so lucky. Many were lost from clinging to each other in their panic. As the victims were pulled out of the water, the Britannia Inn on Regent Road, the King's Arms on Oldfield Road, and the New Quay Company's offices were all the scenes of desperate attempts at resuscitation, some of them truly bizarre. Making an incision in the windpipe to reinflate the lungs using a bellows met with some success, but the attempt to save one victim with a blood transfusion from a dog was a complete failure. By 5 o'clock, the ill-fated sailing flat had been righted. Underneath it was another macabre discovery, the corpse of a little girl. Over the following days, a further 4 bodies were recovered from the Irwell. Most of the dead were young factory workers, but several children had also perished. In all, 38 people lost their lives and the worst shipping disaster the river had ever seen. At the inquest, many theories were advanced to account for the tragedy. It was claimed that many of the dead had died not from drowning, but had been poisoned by refuse from the nearby gasworks. There were just as many for the cause of the disaster. The Emma's captain believed that the flats being launched fully rigged with her mast in position had caused her to capsize, while the ship's carpenter maintained that the vessel would have stayed upright if she had contained ballast. It was universally agreed that the great number of people who rushed to one side of the ship when it was launched had been a factor. The final verdict, however, was simply accidentally drowned. It's all gone now, of course. The depot, the shipyard. Today, the sunlight sparkles on the river, and the wind ruffles the grasses on the bank. It's a peaceful, even picturesque scene. A sign put up as part of the urban regeneration of the 90s, so far back the area code still 061, and now very stained and discoloured with moss and dirt, is the only reminder of the tragedy that took place. With something like this, everybody takes away different impressions. Mine, for what it's worth, is this. At a time of crisis and suffering, while some tried to exploit the situation for their own gain, others stepped unselfishly into the breach to save the lives of others, even at the cost of their own. So come down here and take a look. It's part of your city, part of our history. See you next time. Salford Stories was written and presented by Simon Bestwick and produced by Ian McNess. Dark Smile Productions would like to thank the staff of the Peel Park Library, Salford Crescent, for their help in the making of this programme. Salford Stories was a Dark Smile production for SCRFM.